Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute. 1 Samuel chapter 8, verses 19 to 22 reads, "But the people refused to obey the voice of Samuel, and they said, 'No, but there shall be a king over us, that we may also be like all the nations, and that our king may judge us and go out before us and fight our battles.' And when Samuel had heard all the words of the people, he repeated them in the ears of the Lord. And the Lord said to Samuel, 'Obey their voice, and make them a king, Samuel.' Then said some of the men of Israel, 'Go, every man to his city.'" God's will is not always accomplished, even though his purposes will always be fulfilled. Those who live outside the plan will live scattered, confusing lives. During specific periods of our brief history, we have the freedom to listen to or reject God. There's much that rides on that decision. To reject the obvious counsel of God is to reject the very purpose for which we were created. And those who do so must expect a tragic ending. So often, policy decisions and ideas are made from listening to a mob. Mobs form very quickly and are always destructive. You can't trust a mob. And 1 week, they might be putting palms down at the feet of Jesus. Another week, they're crying, "Crucify him." What happened there? Mobs change their minds often. It depends on who the rabble-rouser is and how they get them to scream and march and protest. We need to know what the truth is, and the truth sets us free. It's not a majority who can decide what's right. Right is decided. Whether there's a majority that believes in it or not is irrelevant. Right is right, wrong is wrong, and mobs can't change that. God had a very special arrangement here with Israel, where God was their king, where the priest was the one who pointed to God, but they wanted to be like everyone else around them. They didn't realize they were diminishing everything about life. God wants to give us life in abundance. He doesn't want us to be those who are slaves to a king or to a system, but he wants to give us the truth and allow us to live in the freedom that that truth represents. Only God does that. You can check out the history of the kings throughout Israel and see how it worked out for them. It didn't. That's because we were made to be controlled by God, not a king. I'm Dave Wager, here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute.